a distillation of Appalachian Spring, Aaron Copland of that Shaker Melody, Simple Gifts, by the duo pianists Christina and Michelle Naughton. Might remember them. They played in Kansas City a couple of years ago, brought here through Friends of Chamber Music. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. This is KPR. We won't be actively raising membership roles for our music this morning with just music and lots of good things, too. You'll love the music next by Dvorak. Have you ever heard his Bagatelles? And then we'll have Spiegel im Spiegel before we hear the sweet William Byrd. Thank you to Delicias del Sur for providing breakfast during KPR's membership drive, serving South American-inspired comfort food and baked goods at 724 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence. And support for classical music on KPR also comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting Field Day Feast, a farm-to-table dining experience featuring Chef Vaughn Good of Fox and Pearl at Kaw Valley Field Day, October 11th. Tickets and details at kawvalleyfieldday.com. Okay, here's the thing I think you'll like. The Bagatelles by Dvorak on KPR. Featuring the group Domus using the harmonium, a small keyboard that was popular at the time that Dvorak wrote those Bagatelles, his Opus 47. Dvorak on KPR. And next we'll have Arvo Pärt and Gordon Jacob, his suite, William Byrd for band with old tunes by William Byrd arranged for modern concert band. Support this morning for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. And from the Kansas City Monarchs, presenting the return of the KC Blues and Jazz Festival, October 3rd and 4th at Legends Field, featuring Stanley Clark and more. Event details at monarchsbaseball.com. And did you know we have a little bit of classical music on the weekends now? Join Destiny for KPR's Classics by Request, Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4, right here on KPR. Some beautifully simple music by Arvo Pärt, Spiegel im Spiegel, or Mirror in the Mirror. That was a version for piano and viola with Rachel Yonan, violist, and Kwan Yi at the piano. Next, some music for band by Gordon Jacob, built on English tunes from William Byrd, but there'll be music for strings galore tonight with the Autumn Magic, the Autumn Romance for Strings with the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra. And they say, you know, with fall here, what's better than a little romance? They are seizing the season with their concert tonight at 7:30 in the Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral. Their 39th season, in fact, is called A Season of Musical Magic. And we have a little something for you. If you were planning on buying tickets at the door, well, if you use a promo code just for listeners of Kansas Public Radio, you'll get almost 40% off your tickets. 39% exactly to celebrate the start of their 39th season. So you should use that code in the promo code box at the top of the order page on Eventbrite, or just call the office at 816-960-1324. And to find out more about it, KC Chamber Orchestra or Eventbrite. That's the simplest way to do it. Good morning. This is KPR. Here's the sweet William Byrd. Using William Byrd's The Bells at the Beginning and the End, Gordon Jacob put that sweet William Byrd together with ancient, well, several hundred years old tunes from England by William Byrd, arranged for modern day band, which was the United States Marine Band, led by Colonel Mike Colburn, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We will hear Peter Miyamoto, right after the news in just a few minutes. His recording, he left us in 2023 of the Brahms Second Intermezzo. And then a new recording from the Kansas City Symphony of Black Swan, which is an orchestration of it. Classical treats ahead on KPR.
Judge has ruled that some of the Trump administration NPR News.
Be with us at 3 o'clock for that story and more when All Things Considered starts on Kansas Public Radio. It's 10 o'clock straight up. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. The weather today, well, it's about 68 right now in Lawrence. Today should be sunny with a high of 83. Tomorrow, sunny and just a hair warmer, 85. Sunday, sunny and 85, and it looks like Monday, sunny and 83. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. And from the University of Kansas. News is next on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
News, Seoul.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 150 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from AG1, introducing AGZ, a nightly drink designed to support the body's natural sleep cycle with herbs, adaptogens, and minerals. More at drinkagz.com. And support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. This is KPR. It was an historic day for us, and that's you too. March 31st, 2023, when the fine pianist Peter Miyamoto came to play that piece at KPR. He played live, and we got a recording of it. That was the Brahms Intermezzo, number 2 in A major. And then the next day, Peter played with the Topeka Symphony as a soloist. Well, we'll make history again today, and that includes you. You'll be listening in the 11 o'clock hour. In an hour, we'll be listening to the recent silver winner at the 2025 Van Cliburn competition. He's a Russian-Israeli named Vitaly Starikov, and he's across the hall warming up right now, and he will be soloing with the Topeka Symphony tomorrow night in the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto No. 1. So that'll be very exciting. Not sure yet what he's going to play for us next hour, so keep it right here on KPR so we can find out. Next, we'll hear from the Kansas City Symphony's most recent album, which was a parting gift from Michael Stern as he left the Kansas City Symphony. Reimagined Brahms is the name of the album, and here's the same piece we just heard, but in an arrangement for orchestra by Bright Shang. In this 2010 version, it's called Black Swan. From the Kansas City Symphony's newest album, the 2024 released Reimagined Brahms, that was Bright Shang's 2010 arrangement of the Brahms Second Intermezzo, which he calls Black Swan, after Brahms. Michael Stern and the Kansas City Symphony, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, it's about 10:20. We'll have live music next hour with an award-winning pianist right here at KPR. But we have so much local music this hour, I just realized that everything this hour except Haydn's symphony towards the end at about a quarter till, Haydn's 16th symphony. Everything's local this hour. So next we turn to the William Baker Festival Singers for John Ireland's My Song is Love Unknown. It's an ancient song dating back to before the 1600s. Moving music. My Song is Love Unknown. William Baker directing the William Baker Festival Singers. Here on Kansas Public Radio, bringing us to about 10:25. Well, Kyle Wiley Pickett just popped into the air studio and told us that Vitali will be playing a Bach toccata and Prokofiev's Seventh Sonata, which apparently when Vitali soloed last weekend with the Springfield, Missouri Symphony, I guess he played the Prokofiev Seventh as an encore and really blew everybody away. Getting chills thinking about it. So stay with us in the next hour. I don't want you to miss Vitali Starikov, pianist, who will be soloing tomorrow night with the Topeka Symphony. He's going to be soloist in the Tchaikovsky First Piano Concerto. Well, next we have Trio Lawrence from their brand new album, and David Bruce's The Eye of Night is the piece we'll hear now on KPR. Some mystical music by David Bruce from 2010. The piece was called The Eye of Night, and it's on a brand new album, 2025, out by Trio Lawrence, who is Daniel Velasco, flute, Aaron Wood, harp, and Boris Vayner, viola. They will be giving a concert to help promote their new album, which is called Fujin's Dream. It'll be this Sunday at 7 p.m. at Grace Cathedral in Topeka. Chamber music for flute, viola, and harp concert. GreatSpaces.org can tell you more about that. It's about 16 minutes before 11 o'clock, and we have the symphony number 16 by Franz Josef Haydn next on KPR. The Sweet 16, Symphony number 16 by Franz Josef Haydn here on Kansas Public Radio with Kevin Mallon and the Toronto Camerata. In the next hour, listen for a Bach toccata in F-sharp minor and then Prokofiev Seventh Piano Sonata, which we've had reports from Springfield, Missouri, that when the pianist you'll hear next hour, Vitali Starikov, played it, it really amazed everyone. So keep it here on KPR to be amazed by the guest artist for the Topeka Symphony tomorrow night. It'll be an exciting night in White Concert Hall when Vitali solos in the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto. Check out topekasymphony.org for more information about tomorrow night's concert.
This week on KPR Presents, it's a look at the ground beneath our feet, from Kansas geology to the fungus in our dirt. We'll also take a trip to Ottawa to visit Prairie Paws Animal Shelter in KPR's Community Spotlight this month. I'm Kay McIntyre. Join me for KPR Presents, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock Sunday evening on KPR 1.
Thank you, Kay. I'm Cordelia Brown with you for the next hour, and Jeff Watson's in at noon to bring you another 3 hours of classical music before we have All Things Considered at 3 o'clock right now. And Lawrence, well, the whole week looks without rain. Tomorrow, the whole weekend really, should be clear skies and highs in the mid-80s. No mention of rain clear through next week. Kansas Public Radio is live and local. KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV, KANVHD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can always listen through kansaspublicradio.org. You can listen through our app or tell your smart speakers to play KPR.
The Dow is up 160 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
A federal judge has ruled that some of the Trump administration...
Sir Neville Mariner and the Academy for the opening part of the Don Quixote Suite by Telemann here on Kansas Public Radio. We want to give a big thank you to Delicias Del Ser for providing breakfast during KPR's membership drive, serving South American-inspired comfort food and baked goods at 724 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence. This is KANU, Kansas Public Radio from KU. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center, presenting Runway and Rhythm, a designer fashion showcase and dance party, Saturday, October 4th, VIP and general admission event details at LawrenceArtsCenter.org. More music's ahead in the noon to three block with Jeff Watson and more classical music here on KPR.
Live from NPR.